Now, I'm sure some of you maybe live on farms. Have any of you ever stayed on a farm on your holiday? Well, now, Bobby Brewster went to stay on a farm, and he was probably as young as the youngest here. He was about 5 3/4. And he got to know the farmer very well, a very nice man. And they were going round the farm together one morning, and they saw a cow sitting in the middle of a field looking very sorry for herself. And the farmer said, "Good morning, cow." And the cow looked up and said, "Bow wow." And the farmer said, "I beg your pardon." And the cow said, "Bow wow." Well, they didn't want to hurt her feelings. They went to the corner of the field. And the farmer said to Bobby Brewster, "Bobby, did you hear what I heard?" And Bobby said, "Well, I thought I heard that cow say bow wow." "Well, it seems the most peculiar thing to me," said the farmer. "I think we'd better give her some cow medicine." So then they went to a barn and they got a big bottle full of horrid-looking yellow stuff and a large spoon, and they took them back to the cow. Do you think they could get her to take the medicine? Wouldn't even open her mouth. Oh, yes, she opened it once to say bow wow. And they tried to stick the spoon in quickly between the bow and the wow. But it wasn't any good, and they had to give it up. And the farmer said, "We shall have to send for a cow doctor." Well, now, luckily, the cow doctor didn't live far away. He soon arrived on his bicycle, carrying a little black bag. And the cow doctor, the farmer, and Bobby Brewster all went across the field to the cow, who was looking worse. And the cow doctor looked at her, and he said, "What's the matter with you then, cow?" And the cow looked up and said, "Bow wow!" "I beg your pardon?" "Bow wow!" "A clear case of dog's disease. I'm going to give her a dog's disease pill." Anyone ever seen a cow take a pill? No. You know, it can be difficult for you to take a big pill. If you try to take a big pill, don't you sometimes find your tongue gets in the way? Well, think how much bigger a cow's tongue is than yours. But you know, this cow doctor was very clever. He knew exactly what to do. And this really is how a cow is given a pill. He got the farmer to hold open the cow's mouth like this. Then he got a long tube. He put one end of the tube in the cow's mouth. In the other end of the tube, he put a large white pill, and then he blew down the tube. And the pill went shooting down the tube into the cow's tummy, and the cow sat straight down and went off to sleep. And the cow doctor said, "Now we'll leave her quiet and comfortable, and I'll come and see her again in the morning." So they did. Well, the next day the cow doctor came back, as he had promised, and the cow doctor, the farmer, and Bobby Brewster all went across the field to the cow, who was looking worse. And the cow doctor looked at her and he said, "How do you feel this morning then, cow?" And the cow looked up and said, "Meow!" "I beg your pardon, meow!" "Yesterday a clear case of dog's disease. I gave her a dog's disease pill. Now she's got cat's disease. I'm going to give her a cat's disease pill just to keep her quiet for the moment, but this is quite beyond me. We shall have to send for a cow specialist." Now, I'm sure most of you know that a cow specialist is an extra special cow doctor. And this one was a very famous man. He was known all over the world. He lived in Vienna, the capital of Austria, and he had to come by air. As a matter of fact, he came by helicopter. And he landed the very next morning, plonk, in the middle of the very next field. A tall man with horn-rimmed spectacles. Black curly hair sticking straight up. Very stern, much sterner than me. He got out of the helicopter. He strode across the field, followed by the cow doctor, the farmer, and Bobby Brewster. Now, I just cannot describe how miserable the cow was looking by then. Worse than ever. But the specialist took no notice at all. He said, "How now, cow?" You'll never guess what happened. The cow looked up and said, "Quack, quack!" You may laugh, the specialist still took no notice. He said, "Get up." Well, the cow didn't like being spoken to like that, but she got up. "Now run round the field." Well, the very last thing the cow wanted to do was to run round a field, but she ran. And just when she was in the middle of a clump of tall, very prickly, thorny thistles, the cow specialist shouted, "Sit down! Move!" And jumped 10 feet in the air. "What did you say?"
"Move."
"Repeat that."
"Move."
And you know, from that day to this, that cow has never said anything but moo, which all goes to prove what a very clever man the specialist was, doesn't it? Of course, the farmer was delighted. He invited the cow doctor, cow specialist, and Bobby Brewster home to the farm for tea. And what do you think they had for tea? Sardine sandwiches. And that's the end of the story.